Kufavim and Aleph, bottom line. Why may Rav Huna may Rav? Klishor is mahu sheyasu yeosu mikotche berkavais. Can you make the klishoris which they use in the mizbeach? Can you use it from the money? Can you make it from the money of kotche berkavais? Do you say tzarach mizbeach nino? They're part of the kelim which you need to use to work on the mizbeach. So the mizbeach is part of the building. So these are tzarach mizbeach, and therefore you make them from nikotche berkavais also. Tzarach carbon nino mishumas alishko hayu oisin hoisan. Or were they considered part of the Tzrachi Korban, which you would automatically assume comes from the Trumas Alishcha? Amalei ein nasin ela mitrumas alishcha. So they're made from Trumas Alishcha, they have a din of Tzrachi Korban. So without getting involved in the Shirai, the issue of Bezin Hefker, and they have a right to take the Shumas Alishka for other purposes, this is the simple deal. The Shumas Alishka is used for the Karbonas. Okay. Esve. The Apostle says, Ukikavlu Som, after they finished the building the Beta Kabai, not building, but dealing with Beta Kabai's issues, any types of repairs on the Mikdush, he will if Neha Melech Yehoyodo Eshera Kesef. So they brought to the king and to Yehoyodo, which was the Kohen Gadol. So the people have been designated with responsibility of the Berech Abayis, which Yoshio Melech had commanded that they should undertake to do. So when that was completed, they say, "Okay, them the base Hashem clay shoris." They made it to clay shoris. Okay, so here we have the pasuk which says clearly that they used the money from the Beit Kabayis for clay shoris, not from. They didn't take that money from Trumas Alishka. This is the pasuk in Devar Yomim. Amalei, so Rav said back to Rav Huna, "The Akrech Ksubi, the Akrech Nabi, the one who taught you." The lashon used for teaching Gemara is Talmud, Malamed. The lashon for teaching Mikra, for the term the Tanakh, lashon they were makra to you. They read it to you. It means they taught you Ksubi lo akrech navi. Okay, you didn't teach you the parallel pasuk in Navi, which says a little bit different. The more is going to ask, it's the stira. It says, "Ach lo ye yose beis Hashem sipois, megarmer kilo seam lo chay yitnuhu." That you would, the money was given to those seam lo chay, and they from their own money would then produce the kelim. So it was the money which was given from the Beit Kabayis. And you can't make from that money sipos, which is a type of a kli. So you can't make Beis Hashem sipos. What does it mean you can't make Beis Hashem sipos? It means you can't take the money for Beit Kabayis and use it for kelim. But you pay it to the workers, and the workers then, of their own volition, as it were, can use them. They're paid. They can take the money and use it for whatever they want. Oh, they're getting paid for their work. But they took it and used it to make the kelim. Versus the yachin kashik roy adori, but then you have a steer him sukkim. So my answer is lokashik. Pasuk de Riyam says that you use the money for kelim, and the pasuk in Malachim says explicitly you cannot use the money for sipos, which is. Hey, Kaylee, you cannot use it for Caleb. Morris's Kancha Gobu by Siru, when they collected money for Beit Kabayis and So if a hasira, there was extra money when they the time when they collected, there was extra money. So that they're allowed to use for kli shoreis. The more to explain why that is in a second. Kanshagaba below hasiru, that there's still bedek habayis needs, and therefore they have no right to take that money and use it for kli shoreis. The more says v'chigabu v'hasiru my hobby. But according to your argument that the kli shoreis are not considered part of the tzarchei habayis, so the money was collected for bedek habayis purposes, even though there's money left over for those purposes, but you can't use it for that. Was it help? So Rebbevo leiv bezin masalein, that there was a, that they, when the bezin with their authority of hefker bezin hefker put a condition in. They said im hutzruchu hutzruchu im lav yehu l'kli shoreis. Okay. Zakrashi kli shoreis. Top of the page. Meshorsin behem b'mizbech achitzon shubinyan shalavonim. So the Rashi is saying that the mizbech apanimi was considered a kli itself. So it's considered a kli itself. It's definitely there's no question. It's not considered part of bedek habayis. It's considered part of the. It's a keli itself. So kli shoreis used in the mizbech apanimi obviously have a din of kli shoreis. Not they cannot be made from bedek habayis. They have to be made from trumas alishkum. The shalav mizbech achitzon, which is the binyan shalavonim, so it itself is bedek habayis. What about the kelim which are used there? Kachal v'som l'chazik is bedek habayis. We may yehoash. I'm sorry, not yehoash. Yehoash. The pasuk is the divrei yamim. So the melech yehoash. Undertook to do bedek habayis. If they finished it, the pasuk says that they made it kelim. So where it says shagavu l'tzar bedek habayis, v'yisiru, they collect the money for bedek habayis purposes, and they had left over. Shein tzrichim l'kula, they don't need all the money. So it's a min ha'moser kli shoreis. So the extra money can be used for kli shoreis. Where it says my havi, holo l'kedushas korban gavu, but it wasn't collected for kedushas korban. So the answer is lay bezin mast. Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel, zotu gemara. Kli shoreis boi mechumas alishko. That the kli shoreis comes from chumas alishko. She never says in that pasuk asher hakesef pasuk dibri yomim. It says Eshar Kesef El Kesef Sheish L'Shirayim Habi Omer Zut Shumas Alishko. Okay, so which money leaves over Shirayim? That's Shumas Alishko. So that they people donated the Maxis Hashekel. They put the all of the Shkolim into a room, all of the money into a room, and then three times a year they would go in with the container filled up with coins for the purpose of having the money to buy the karbonos needed in the Beis HaMikdash. So it was called Chumas Alishchi. They did an act of being tarim from the money in the room, from the money in the Lishcha. The Chumas Alishchi leaves over money in the room. So what money has Shirayim? That's the Chumas Alishchi. The Mora says, Simeima Ve'ema Shirayim Gufayu. So why don't we say that the pasuk is referring to the sharah kesef, means the money left over in the room, not the money of the trumas alishcha that you took away for the kabbalah's purposes. So based on your pasuk, the sharah kesef maybe means the shirayim gufay themselves. Kedama Rava. So more answers. Kedama Rava ha'oyla oyla rishana ha'chinami ha'kesef kesef rishon. So we're drawing a parallel. That when it says the word ha'ayla, excuse me. So we say that it means the ayla which is mentioned earlier in the pasuk. Okay, so over here also when it says the word kesef, it means the kesef which is mentioned elsewhere, the kesef region which is mentioned elsewhere, that which is referring to the Trumas Alishka. It's referring to over here the Trumas Alishka. Okay. Let's see Rashi first. First, Rashi, the end of the fourth line. Kesef Yesh HaShivayim. Kesef HaKupois, Shehu Nitra Min HaLishka, Mishirayim Nisharim BeLishka. It's the money in the kupas, in the container, in the box, which they would be termed out of the Lishka, and leave a Shirayim in the Lishka. So what money has a Shirayim? Zetrim is a Lishka, Kesef Shepakupas. It's referring to the money in the kupas, in the containers. Maybe we should say that from the money which is left in the room, not from the Chuma Salishka, but from the money in the Lishka. So Mori answers, the same way Rabbi says, so what's Rabbi coming to explain over there? The Mori says, Menayin, Shlihidavar Kadim al Morocco Tamash Shal Shachar. How do we know that the first korban brought on the Mizbeach in the day has to be the Tamid Shel Shachar? So the first thing placed on the Maracha, on the wood which is arranged on the Mizbeach to burn, is the korban Tamid of the morning. Tamar Lomer says, "Varach Elo Ha Oila." You place in it the Oila. Avinanbo, the more asked over there, some more Msachim, a few other places also. We ask in it, my Talmud, what is the limud, what's the thought process that you're seeing in the pasuk, which indicates it's referring to the oiler, referring to the carbon Talmud Shel Shachar. There's many things which are an oiler. Well, Rav explains, Ha'olah mashma, the oilah is mashma ha'olah, mura rishon mesidra kabbalas. It's the first oilah which is mentioned in the Seder Kabbalas. He oilah sabaker, shema b'marta olahem, zehu ishev. So you open up the parashas Pinchas, you go through the different kabbalas mentioned there, many oilahs mentioned there, but the first one mentioned is the Talmud Shel Shachar. So the oilah is referring to that oilah over there. We say, hey, Yisar Kadarish. So the Pasuk, Barach Aleho Elo, Parshas Tzav, really is saying you put the Maracha there and you put the animals to burn there. So it's not talking specifically to any specific korban. So it could have said, Barach Aleho Elo. You put the oilus on it. What's Ho Elo? The Oilo. So there's some mention of this somewhere else that we're going to say, though, with a definite article, that one mentioned over there. Which one? The first one. Achinami Ishar HaKesef B'Kesef Sheesh Lo Yishar. So the Mora says, we'll take a parallel drasha. Ishar HaKesef. So the Kesef, is telling us Kesef Sheyesh Lo Shar, that in itself is the one who has the Shar, as opposed to there's the Shar of the Kesef. So it's not the Shar Kesef, which means the money itself, which is left over, but. Which I also Shar Kesef would mean, but Shar Ha Kesef means there's the Kesef, and there's the Shar of the Kesef. Okay. Okay. Meisve. So Torah Rishmol says that the Klicharis come from Shumas Alishka. We have a brisa which says, So the Kribonis comes from Shumas Alishcha. The Keteris also comes from Shumas Alishcha. Mizbeach Hazov, any money you would need for the Mizbeach Hazov. Now the guy takes out the word of Levina. Levina was not from the Keteris, but the lechem upon him, you put the lechem upon him on the shulchan. But besides the lechem upon him, there were two containers which would have levoina in them, which eventually that levoina would be put on the mizbeach, burnt on the mizbeach. Uklei shareis, so the guy takes out the levoina. The Goyen has the gears of a chol. The Kli Shoreis, boy, my Moshe Nesachim, would come not from the Trumas Alishcha. It would come from the leftover from the Nesachim. Rashi brings the machlokes what exactly that means. The Nesachim. The Minchas Nesachim refers to the Mincha which is brought together with the Karbonis. When they would measure it, they would measure it in a way that whenever they would do it, they would do it in a way that there's a little bit extra. Eventually that extra was not, when you would measure it, you weren't skipping in your measuring. Eventually they would use a smaller amount. That extra amount added up over a period of time, and they would eventually sell that off, and the money from that they would use to pay for the Mizbech Azov and the Klei Shoreis. Mizbech Oilo, Halashachos of Hazoris, by Mikacha Bedeka Bias. Chutz the Chemes of Hazor, anything beyond the Chemes, the wall of the Hazorah. Boy and Mishiori Halashokhis. That would come from the money left over in the Lishcha. Zayashashinino, Chaimus O'ir, Midulaseho, the Chotzer Chayir, Boy and Mishiori Halishcha. But meanwhile, for our purposes, it says that the Klisharis come from the Mercy of Sachim, and not from, like Rabbi Shmuel says, that it comes from the Chumas, comes from the Chumas Halishcha. Okay, some more says, Tanoihi, Timochogis Tanoim. So you're having this Mochogis Tanoim over here between Taner and Shmuel, and the Braisa, well, it's a known Mochogis Tanoim in the Mishnah. It's not. Meshachuma Mahal Yoysen Bo. So the mercer of the remaining money from the Chumas Alishcha, so, when they would come to the more turns out that the Karbonis have to be bought, people gave a Master Shekel once a year during the month of Adar, and starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that money was used for the Karbonis. The more turns out you have to use the new money, you have to have new money and use the new money for the Karbonis for the coming year. So any money left over from the Chumas Halishcha that they had taken during the previous year, when it comes to Chodesh Nisan, was no longer used for Kabbalahs. So that's the Mercer Truma. Mahi Oisin Bo, Rikuye Zohav Sipur, the base Kotche Hagadoshim. So Tanakama says they would take the money, actual money, or they would transfer into gold, and they would put that as a gold covering for the wall of the Beis Hakodesh Hakadoshim. If Shmuel Omer Moshe Peris Leketam Mizbeach Moshe Truma Lechli Shoreis. So he he's responding to the Mr. Truman. He says, Mr. Truman is used for klisharis, but he presents that he has a Masara at some other points as well. So Moshe Peres goes for Ketzer Mizbeach, and Mr. Truman goes for klisharis. So Ketzer Mizbeach was whenever the Mizbeach was empty and they had no korbanos being brought, so to, that the Mizbeach should not look be zoned from his bath that it looks like nobody's bringing any karbanas, they would, the mikdash itself would buy karbanas and be marked of them. So that's, those are referred to as ketzim his bath. And the master Paris was used for that. The Mor is going to ask what exactly is master Paris, or the Mor is going to explain what is master Paris. Rekiba Omer, Mercer Truma, the Ketzim Mizbeach. Rekiba says, no, that the what used for Ketzim Mizbeach was Mercer Truma, which the Tanakhama said they used for Tzipui for the Big Beit Kodesh Kedoshim. Rishmol said you use Mercer Truma for Kli Sharis. Rekiba says you use Mercer Truma for Ketzim Mizbeach. Mercer Nesachim is a Kli Sharis. So just so our Makolik is over here, we have Rabbi Shmuel very clearly in this price is saying that Mercer Truma is a Klishar race, which is what we had quoted from Tanur Rabbi Shmuel before. So both the direct Masar from Rabbi Shmuel and Masar from his yeshiva are the same. That's good. And the other end, the other price which the Mor asked from, which says that the klisharis come from Trumas Alish, from Mercer Nesachim, that's Rebbe Kiva Shita, that Mercer Nesachim was for klisharis. Rebbe Kina Skanakarim said Mercer Nesachim, the Ketzim Mizbeach. He says no, that Mercer Nesachim is for Ketzim Mizbeach. So let's see, so we have. Rav Shmuel says Moshe Peres is Ketzim Mizbeach. Rav Kiva says Moshe Truma is Ketzim Mizbeach, and he's saying Moshe Nesachim is Ketzim Mizbeach. Rav Shmuel did not discuss Moshe Nesachim. Rav Kiva said Moshe Nesachim was with Klisharis. Moshe Truma, the Klisharis. Moshe Truma is with Klisharis, like Rav Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said most of Paris is with Ketzim Mizbeach. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Skinner Skana Kohanim argued Rabbi Shmuel in regards to most of Paris, and they do not say most of Paris is used for Ketzim Mizbeach. And Morris says, Paris Mahi. Netanya, Moshe Truma Mahay Oisin Ba. So, what did they do with the Moshe Truma? Lechem Paris Bezal, Amarchem Mosam Beyoker, Vaschar Mekitzim Ba Zemiz Beyat. So, they would, instead of taking the money straight from the leftover money from the Truma Zalishka and using it straight for the purpose of buying karbanos for the Ketzim Mizbeach, they would engage in a business deal to buy peiros when they're cheap, resell them when the market goes up, and so therefore they would be able to have more money to buy karbanos for Ketzim Mizbeach. So Rebbe Kiva says Moshe Truma is the Ketzim Mizbeach. Shmuel also says Moshe Truma is the Ketzim Mizbeach, but he says you go through this process of investing and making some money before you do it. So that they disagree with and say you can't do that. Rebbe Kiva says you should not do that. And Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Chanan also says Moshe Truma is the Klisharis. But you don't go through this process of Paris. Your logic, it should have been on most. Mazelo hayu moedim beperis. What does it mean they weren't moedim beperis? It's none. Moshe shiori halishcha, that the leftover of the shiori halishcha. So now, so besides that, we had the trumas halishcha. Kamrish chodesh nissan. We're going to now and say that's called moisa. You can't use it anymore. What do we do with that? But there also was shiori halishcha, that which remained in the lishcha, which now is being replaced with the new year's money in the lishcha, which then you do trumas halishcha from that. Amahi oisin behen, Tanakama says loichem behen, yenos shmonim uslosis, they would buy wine, oil, and fine flour, v'schar lehekdish, and they would sell it to the people who are coming to the Beis HaMikdash to bring karbonis. So the Mikdash would provide for a fee, would provide those karbonis, and that the money they would make would go to Hekdash, Dibri Rishmol. Riki Varmer Af, Amos Dakar Mishal Hekdash. You can't do Mistakrim Mishal Hekdash. You can't make money. You don't do business trying to make money with Shal Hekdash. Af Loi Mishal Aniyim, not by Aniyim either. Versus Bishal Hekdash, my timer. My timer law, why can you not do a Bishal Hekdash? Versus Ananias, welcome Ashiris. It looks like you're cheapskates. You need to get a little bit of extra money, right? To, you know, if the person is that rich, so he doesn't need to have, he doesn't have that need to do the type of things. The more says, Bishal Aniyim, my timer law, but why by Aniyim can't you? Because we're afraid that you'll take the money that you have in the coffers for the aniyim and you'll invest it, and now when you need and you need some money, you don't have the money to give to him. So the word doesn't say that they're intrinsically against the idea of trying to make some money. We're afraid that there's going to be a loss. That's not the concern of the Gemara. The Gemara is just saying that we have responsibilities for the money, which we can't take a chance that they won't be available when we need them. Okay.